The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus says, I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and am going to the Father. His disciples said, Yes, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need to have anyone question you. By this we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each one to his home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have said this to you, so that in me you may have peace in the world. You face persecution. I have said this to you so that you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Yes, Lord, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figures of speech. Another wonderful instance of Johannine irony. Because, of course, in the Gospel of John, Jesus never stops talking in figures of speech. Figure of speech is, in the Gospel of John, paroima. It's used to describe the image of the Good Shepherd. He used this figure of speech to teach them. It's a much, much less common word than parabole, parable, but it's got some of that quality of a enigmatic, metaphorical figure of speech that you must interpret. And Jesus continues to speak in these metaphors and figures of speech throughout the Gospel of John. I think that one way we can understand Scripture is as interpreting these figures of speech. The way we can understand ministry and theology, the work of at least the intellectual part of ministry work, is interpreting these figures of speeches and inventing a new language of parable to describe the mystery of God and to invite people into it. Scripture speaks in figures of speech. Liturgy speaks in figures of speech. And what we do is a figure of speech. Our task with our sacramental imagination is to look at this world of enigma and mystery and metaphor and see behind it the luminous divinity. At one point, Louise Samuelson in a sermon said, contemplation is a long, loving look at the real. The way I remembered it was a long, hard look at the real. When I look back, I saw it was a long, loving look at the real, but hard and loving, so that through the real, you can see this light shining. So I was thinking of one paroima, one figure of speech that Jesus uses in the Gospel of John that seems to epitomize this community. And it's not a story or a discourse, but it's an action. And it's the paradigmatic action of the Gospel. It's the washing of feet. And we all know how much we love the service of the foot washing here at Christ Chapel on Maundy Thursday, with all the little kids coming up and washing the grown-ups' feet and washing each other's feet. And this action of loving, vulnerable service and the receiving of loving, vulnerable service is really what happens in this community all the time, with everyone doing these simple, concrete acts of service, of giving and receiving. I think of the faculty who teach, advise, fix things, attend to things. The dean who covers when coverage is needed. I think of the people that clean up this chapel. The singers this amazing ministry of singing we have all the time and take for granted sometimes. The people that go out and wash the dishes during chapel and at all times of all meal times. There's just so many acts of service and giving and receiving that happen all the time here. And I can't totally relate to this language of the Father dwelling in the Son and the Son dwelling in the Father and all that in John that Jesus just spends so much time repeating. But the closest that I can understand that indwelling of Father and Son is in this amazing ecosystem of giving and receiving and foot washing service that happens in this community. It's the end of the year, and this mutual giving and receiving and this ecosystem is close to its breaking point, complicated by anticipatory goodbyes for the seniors and those who leave, complicated by exhaustion. But I pray at this time that our sacramental imaginations will be nourished and that we'll have patience, be given patience, and be given charity, and be given the Holy Spirit. At the poetry reading on Friday night, one of the poems that was read was by Regan Gonzalez, and she was writing about her library carol. And, you know, this is ugly on the outside. Mustard yellow, cold metal, and a name tag. And she writes at the end, "We seek the complicated, the revelation, the decorated epiphany. But some days, these come in the form of mustard yellow, cold metal, and a name tag." May the Holy Spirit strengthen us in these final days of the semester and nourish our sacramental imaginations. Amen.